Hi guys, it's Kathy Conamurio from CraftyChica.com.
And Maya Murillo from MindTheMoment.com.
And guess what? We decided to join forces for this experiment called Chicas
in the Moment. And we don't have a theme song yet, so this is it.
That's a beautiful theme song to get started with.
Thanks, Mom.
So we are a mother and daughter here in Phoenix, Arizona. And Maya is 23. She's had her brand, website, YouTube channel, Maya in the Moment, since she was 16. And I'm going on like, oh my gosh, I think 16 years with Crafty Chica. And we thought it would be fun to do a project together because we have such different perspectives on everything from business strategy to news headlines to skincare.
Pop culture. And, I mean, even though she is my mother and she's significantly older than me, she still has like a millennial point of view. So, but then she also has like an old school mom point of view too. So she like switches. So I think this is going to be a good podcast for millennials and mothers and anyone who wants to hear from social media influencers.
Yes. And what I really hope that we do with this podcast is inspire other social media families to get together and work on a project, especially moms who have kids who are interested in social media and maybe they're a little bit younger, and you can follow our path and see what we did so you can know what to do or what not to do. And so welcome to Chicas in the Moment. This is our inaugural podcast, and today we're just going to talk about how we got to this point and why we're doing this. And I think Maya will agree. We were talking recently how we're both kind of not stuck, but just feeling like, how do we want to evolve our brand? Like,
and take it to the next level, because everybody starts things as a hobby because we love to do it. You have to kind of have a strategy for it. And it's hard to have a strategy with something you love and really put a strict schedule on it, because then it starts to feel like work. Right?
Exactly. Because it doesn't matter what age you are, there comes a point in your career or passion project when you have to shuffle the deck and up the game and shake things up a little, you know, to add some excitement to it. Otherwise, things will get really boring. And I would always coach Maya and say, what are you going to do to hit this out of the park? What is something that
and
will
I'm
really
like, grab? I don't know, Mom. Like,
but then she turned it back on me and she's like, well, what are you doing? You're just doing the same craft projects on YouTube all the time and you complain about how you're not getting as many views as you want. And I'm like, oh my God, I just got served by my daughter. And she came up with this idea about Sparkle Saturdays for me to do the pep talks that I give to her all the time. She's like, why don't you save that for your YouTube channel?
Yeah, because I always get all the Sparkle Saturdays every single day of my life, which is great to have a mother like that. I love you. Thank you for that. But, you know, all this information that she's giving me is very inspirational, and I think a lot of people can benefit from it. But taking it back a little bit about how we first started and got into it, I started blogging when I was 16, and it started as a hobby. Like, I wanted to do some craft projects and everything, and I'm not really good at crafts, TBH. I'm not good at it at all, because it takes an acquired skill, and I feel like I'm artistic in a different way. So it was a struggle at first, trying to find what fit for me and what my style was. And then
I just want to interject. Okay, this is the mom in me. She says she's not crafty, but some of her craft projects are some of the most viral ones that I've ever shared on my site, like the boyfriend pillow. She did the boyfriend pillow, and it's one of those jolting projects. You look at it and go, oh my God, this girl.
But okay, it was featured on Rhett and Link's Good Mythical Morning as like a weird DIY project. So I guess I'm a little proud of that. But I don't know. I guess my style, if anything, in the craft world is like quirky DIY. Like, let's see if we can make this thing work and pretty and glitter and stuff. And then I've always sang with my ukulele and love songs and everything. So I did that on YouTube, and I had my heart broken like everybody does when they're a tender age of 18 to 19 after high school, their first love. And to get over it, I started this thing called Love Songs for a Year, where I sang love songs for a year on YouTube every couple weeks, a couple love songs. And then to kind of turn it around and to give love to people, I started doing $5 customized love songs on Fiverr.
Can I interject?
And that, we're going to tell that story later, though.
Well, I want to share that. So here are some really great key points that Maya did, not knowing what she was doing, but she was actually really smart about it. So she had this YouTube channel since she was 16. And the way that she shook up the game and upped her level was by doing a series called Love Songs for a Year. And that's what created something new. It gave people something every week to look forward to. And then she monetized it through Fiverr. So
I didn't even realize that.
I know. Isn't that weird? Like, now that we look back and see, this was what, 4 or 5 years ago, before people were even using terms like, oh, monetize, oh, a series, you were already doing that. So I think that's a good point to look at, is that you don't have to always have this super big long-term business strategy. It's just about creating something fun and exciting that people can look forward to.
And it was such a simple idea, and it got press too. Like, I did a couple of news outlets.
CBS News, yeah, and a bunch of TV shows.
I was like on air singing customized love songs to like one of the newscaster's wife or something. And that was super cool. And I feel like that was like the beginning of kind of my, I don't know, of my social media path in a way, because I wasn't really taking it that serious, but I knew I wanted to do something, so I just had to do something.
I think they also launched you from being a kid YouTuber and a kid blogger into the grown-up world, because after your heart gets broken, you get a little jaded, and it's not always like, ooh, happy, perky. You had some really deep, serious moments on there.
I was still extremely sad, though. Like, no matter how cute the love song was, positive, I was still like, I don't believe anything about this song. But my heart's fine now, by the way. If anyone was wondering, I'm single, hit me up.
So I think that a takeaway moment from that example is to come up with some kind of interesting series, and don't commit yourself to say, oh, every week I'm going to do this. I like what she did with 52 love songs in a year. So it wasn't every week, it was just 52 songs in general. So it was a surprise when it came up, and you can draw on your life experience. So here was this girl who had her heart broken, and I watched her use social media as a way to work through it and keep positive. And then the whole monetizing thing was, hey, that was really smart. So that's a good takeaway, is to think of some kind of interesting series that you can do. And just like Maya had suggested to me with Sparkle Saturdays, it's taking what I love to do, and which is to give pep talks, and framing it into a fun series.
Because I feel like the answer is within us, but we just have to stop thinking that it has to be this grand idea that nobody has ever thought of. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, 100% authentic and real and unique. It's just something that, because really what it is that you're the unique one. And if you just take an idea that's kind of has already been done, but just put your own spin on it, a simple one, then, you know, that's what I did for the Love Songs for a Year, which then transitioned into Vine. So I went from blog, YouTube, to Vine, which is, if you don't know, it's a 6-second video app that loops. Started in 2013, and I had a viral video on there, and it just went from there. And on that platform is like my highest, audience. I think I have like 104, how do you say that number?
104,000.
104,000.
Like 1,000 times 104.
Math, I don't know.
We need to edit this part out.
No, this is real. This is in real time. And so after that, I wanted to branch off into YouTube, and it's been hard. It's been extremely hard. And I think that's where I'm at right now as far as what can I do to evolve, because I mean, and I forgot to mention I'm on Snapchat too, which is a 10 second video app that disappears in 24 hours, and you can pile up your videos like stories, and they play in chronological order, right? And so that's where I'm at right now. It's like I went from vlogging to YouTube to Vine to Snapchat and YouTube again. And
the way that it benefited me was when Maya first started, I was the one coaching her, helping her, like, this is how you write a headline. Make sure you use your tags. And now it's where she's like, okay, Mom, this is how you use assistive touch to film a Snapchat without using your fingers, hands-free. This is how you use this filter. This is a good... So I'm learning a lot from her, and I can see the platforms she's using and the way she's using them so that I can still be involved, because I love social media. And I don't love it because of, oh, I want to get all these followers, and oh, I want to work with all these brands. I come from it because I just love sharing inspiration. I love to make things. I love to give and share pep talks. And social media is such a fun way to do that. But at the same time, my blog, I love to write, and it has been my foundation of everything I do. And I branch off into all of the other social media platforms, but they all root back to my blog. And I've just kind of been on autopilot with it, looking at it kind of like old school newspaper magazine, because that's where I was groomed, was at the newspaper. But when I see how Maya's doing it, where, you know, you do have to shake it up. You can't just stay stuck in the groove, because these days there's so much competition and the bar has been raised so high. You cannot let that stop you from doing what you love to do, but you should use it to push you to a higher level. And really, don't just wing it and go on the fly. It's good to have some spontaneous things like that. But I mean, take some time, sit down and brainstorm some ideas of series or articles, evergreen type of articles that you can do to share that will live long and come back and to your site and brand you as someone who comes up with great ideas and shares great ideas.
True. So what point are you at now with how you want to evolve? Because I think a lot of people listening know your story. They probably follow you and everything. Because what I see is that, like, I mean, you guys love her crafts, right? Like, they're awesome.
I hope so.
But it's more of, like, her personality and her person that she is, not so much of, like, the things that she makes. I mean, that's half of it.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest here. I have always had my own style with things that I make. And that's what really helped Crafty Chica, the website, take off. When I got my product line, and for 8 years, you know, I was locked into designing these products that I had to promote and sell, I feel like it was my best work with what I had. But now that I finished up that chapter and I've designed two new product lines with two separate companies, I can explore and play again with no restrictions. Because what happens when you get locked in with a company or a certain brand, and you have to live in that world of only using their products, and which is awesome and wonderful. It felt like being married, and I was very faithful, and like everything is great. Yeah, that security. And so this past summer, I left that company, and I still freelance for them because they're an awesome company with great people, great products. But I just felt like I had to do something different. Like, I had to shake things up. I had to see what else was out there. And so doing that, oh my gosh, it changed my whole world of everything, because at first it was awesome and I was working away and, oh, I'm an entrepreneur and I can take a micro nap whenever I want and who needs a nighttime sleep? I'll do it on rotation. And then I had an anxiety moment where I'm like, oh my God, there's so much I want to do and I can't figure it out. And I'm just used to turning in an accomplishment list of what I did. So it definitely took some time to balance things out. And once I realized the possibilities that were out there, that's what kind of gave me anxiety, was I had to stop and break it down and time box everything, because I've lived my whole life, a big portion of my life, you know, working on salary for different companies where my passion project was at nighttime from 8 at night until, you know, midnight or 1 in the morning. And all of a sudden, my passion project is my full-time project. And I'm, you know, we're all artists. My husband is a full-time artist. It's like none of us now have a steady paycheck. And I could either take it in the way of, oh my God, we need to bring in, you know, this much money. Or I could look at it like, I am so excited. I have the opportunity and time and resources now to triple what I was making before. And once I got in that mindset of getting rid of the fear of like nickel and diming, scraping by, but instead being excited about the big opportunities, oh my gosh, things just changed so much. And I'm excited again. Like my friend, I had a friend tell me, you need to fall in love with Crafty Chica again, because you get so much in a routine. Find a way to fall in love with your business again. Don't get on autopilot. Go back to the moment when you decided to do it, when you were so excited and you had to get up out of bed at 2 in the morning because you thought of a great idea. Go back to that moment and recapture that, and that will help reignite your business and your brand.
So I guess it's really turned into how to get out of a roadblock, right? Mm-hmm. Like a creative
roadblock. It's all in your mind. It's yeah. Just get over that, you know? Like when it comes to writing, I'll set an egg timer or my iPhone timer for 15 minutes and I'll just start writing, and then just to break through that block. And once you realize it's you that are holding yourself back, it's just a mind thing. It's get up off the couch, yeah, turn off the TV, turn off Facebook.
You can't just sit and say, oh, well, I used to be this and I wish I were this. Like, nothing's going to change if you don't do something about it and explore new opportunities. I mean, the reason why I'm still on YouTube now and I'm like falling in love with it more and more is because I'm trying new things. Like, I just started doing plus size fashion hauls, which has been really successful for my channel and has just lifted it into just in subscriber count and views and everything like that. And that would have never happened had I not tried something different, because I've always struggled with fashion.
I know, me too.
I mean, it doesn't come naturally. And I used to be extremely insecure of my body size and shape. And as long as I just learned how to dress my body, I felt super confident. And I'm like, well, maybe I can show this on YouTube. Like, I'm not a fashion person whatsoever. I want to learn about things in terms of fashion, but you know, I think it coming from a real person, and I think that's why people related so much to my videos. But that wouldn't have happened, right? If I wouldn't have stepped out of my comfort zone, and even my mom with fashion.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
She is fashion now.
No, I'm not. Well, I used to be into dressing up a lot, and then once I just started working on Crafty Chica full-time, doing my product line, it was just jeans and tunics or t-shirts. And I started doing more speaking engagements. And now that is a big part of my business. And I had to put a speaker reel together. And even though my speeches were fun and lively. My clothing was horrible. Like, I could not use any of the clips because my outfits were so awful. So I made it a point to up my game. I got some help from Lane Bryant, and I went into the store, and their assistants there, or attendants, whatever you call them, they were like, tell us what you would normally pick. And I picked out the items, and they're like, no, you're not going to get those anymore. You're going to go with a skirt, and you're going to try this, and you're going to try that.
And heels.
And heels. Like, they pushed me to try something different, and I really liked it. And so when I posted it on my blog, I didn't just post it like, oh my gosh, look at the new clothes I'm trying. Look what I'm wearing. I put takeaway tips. I put links to the outfits. I put how they made me feel, what was comfortable, what was uncomfortable, the lessons that I learned. And that way people reading it could have a takeaway so that they would be inspired to go home and try something. And it was actually funny because I linked all of the outfits, and by the end of the day, people wrote me, oh my God, that jumpsuit, it's sold out now. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that because I linked? It's probably just because it's a cool jumpsuit, but still, it just felt good to share something different from, here's my favorite glitter and glue. It was like, here's some seafoam suede heels that you can walk in and without falling.
That's an entirely new audience that you wouldn't have reached, right?
Yeah.
And so that's different from crafting. So let's have a real talk moment here.
Okay.
So you tell me what you think I should be doing with my brand, and I'll tell you. Like, real talk.
Oh my God.
Okay. Video-wise.
Like, the stuff that we normally don't tell each other because we don't want to get in trouble.
Wait.
Not that bad. Oh, no. I mean, it's not even anything. I think, Maya, I really miss your music videos with your ukulele when you would sing. And I think people really enjoyed that, too, because there's a lot of young, pretty YouTubers on there who are doing fashion and DIY, and it's awesome that you have that area covered, but I think adding in your talent of singing and your ukulele playing, I think that gives you that X factor, that little something extra that they don't have that can help you stand out.
But what do you think is going to take me to the next level? Music? That means I'm going to become like a musician?
Yes, I think YouTube? If you tie in music to everything that you do, because look at all of the songs that we use from audio, the free royalty-free songs. Imagine how much more unique your brand would be if everything was 100% original Maya in the moment music. That is something to talk about. That is a talking point for interviews. I mean, as original as you can make it. Like, for example, I was designing a line of stencils, and I wanted to have script as part of the stencil. I got a font app program and designed my own font so that it could be even more original. So as much as you can do, even in art and selling your art, you know, use your own handwriting, use your own drawings, use your own music. Always strive to make it as original as you can.
So you think I should go back to music?
I think you should incorporate music back into everything that you do.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to like drop everything and like, I'm going to become a singer. But I mean, I think it's important that you incorporate it back into what you do. Like maybe you say, I'm going to do 2 new songs a month and, you know, take some fun pictures with your ukulele again and have a reunited video with your ukulele and something just to reintroduce that. Take requests from people.
All right. I see you. Okay. Now you.
Oh, I didn't ask you though. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Go ahead. I'm open for it. And hey, you guys listening, we are so open to feedback from you too. Like you can leave a comment and tell us, you know, answer these questions too. Or if you want us to take a look at your site and give some feedback of, you know, happy, positive opportunity kind of things, let us know because we'll be glad to do that. Okay, Maya, go ahead.
All right. Here we go. No, but I told you this last night. I think that, I mean, everybody loves her crafts, like I said before in the beginning, but it's more of her, like the things that she says, and it's just, it's extremely inspirational and people need that. So I think she should be doing videos, at least like 3 videos a week.
Whoa.
But not like full length videos, like, I don't know, just like a minute or two on Facebook, and then the full length one on YouTube, just about life, how to get your life in order, or, you know, like what we're talking about now, because she has a lot of knowledge and she's a very positive person. And I think that's what you need to be doing, is fall back in love with yourself, not your crafts, because yeah, that's cool. Everybody likes that inspiration. But when I see people meet you, their eyes just light up and they're like, oh, I think you're so funny and I love you and you inspire me. And that says more than them saying, oh, your craft projects, because you don't hear anybody say that of like, oh, I was so inspired by a craft project. It's always you.
You know, one thing that might be interesting that I noticed this weekend, I did my first Facebook Live on my Crafty Chica Facebook page, and it was so random. It was just showing opening my kiln. That thing got so much engagement and it got a lot of views. And I thought, you know, instead of worrying so much about, you know, my YouTube video and sharing that, why don't I just do a Facebook Live video every day? And just to pop in and say hi to people. I think it's so fun that everyone is already there. So it's not like Periscope where you have to wait for people to come in and see who's going to share it. People are already there. So that's a good tip. I see you, I hear you, and I will take that to heart. And I think it's good to hear that, because especially with my Facebook page, I pre-schedule a lot of posts and I look at other pages that are doing really well. And I'm like, oh, I want to emulate what they're doing because they're successful and I can do it in my own way. Well, you know what? That's all fine and good. But what is that X factor that I'm going to bring to it to up my game to make it different from everyone else's? Right?
Yes, true.
So I think we should wrap this up a little. Let's just go over some takeaway tips about evolving your brand and breaking out of your comfort zone. Number one, I would say to sit back and assess everything. Look at your patterns if you're on autopilot. Brainstorm new ideas, brainstorm series ideas that you can do based on things that you do every day. For example, if every day at 4 o'clock you have to pick up your kid from soccer practice, or you have to wait 30 minutes in the parking lot for your kids to get out of school, maybe you start Dashboard Confessionals, where it's a series about where you're waiting for your kids and what's on your mind at that day. Maybe it's a last thought of the night where it's on Snapchat. And so this is something that I got in the habit of doing and then I fell out of it. What's the last thing you think of before you go to bed? Just think of some kind of fun series like that to add an X factor to your brand.
Yeah, when you're thinking about series too, research popular titles. Like for the fashion haul one, I was like, okay, like, let me learn this world first. Like, if I'm going to go out of my comfort zone and if I'm going to do this fashion thing, like, let me see what other people are. Oops, sorry, I hit the mic. Let me see what other people are doing and what can I do to make it my own. So actually, this proves your point about music. When I did the first haul, I made up a funny little song in the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that set me apart from all these other fashion haul guru girls, because all they were doing is, I mean, nothing bad on them, but sometimes those videos are kind of basic and I can't relate to them because they just look perfect and I'm not perfect. So I just made a funny little song about, you know, I got a butt. So I think research definitely the new area that you might want to go to, or the series, see what people are doing and just add your own element to it.
Your own personality. I love that.
Your own personality.
And most importantly, don't just wing it. Take it serious. Be a business professional. Sit down and write out your ideas. Balance them out. A schedule.
That's the thing that I think I would be more successful if I'm more self-disciplined and write out a schedule and, you know, just different ideas, because right now I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of winging it just a little bit.
It's okay to wing it too.
No, yeah, it is, but I think, to have more of a structure and to really take it seriously, to take yourself seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does definitely help a lot. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Chicas in the Moment.
Thank you.
And we love you guys. We don't know how many of you are listening right now, but we're excited to do more podcasts. So make sure to sign up and subscribe and check out our websites and our social media handles. Mine is Crafty Chica. You can find me everywhere under Crafty Chica.
Mine is Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment, on pretty much every single social media ever.
Great. Well, thank you. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. But oh wait, we didn't do our favorites.
Favorites? Oh, there are. Oh, okay. For wait, Chicas in the Moment,
don't leave yet.
We thought it would be fun if we shared our favorite moment of the week. So I will just quickly say my favorite moment of this week was writing the recap post from the 10th annual Crafty Chica Art Cruise that we went on a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, it was just, you know, we worked so hard to organize it, and we had 50 people, and just writing up all the memories and seeing the pictures, that was definitely my favorite moment of the week.
My favorite moment was coming back from the Crafty Chica Cruise to my clean, fresh room and desk, because I recently made over my room and I made a desk for myself in an area to work, and that was one step of me taking myself seriously as a business person. So coming home and seeing like, oh, this is cute, I can create in this space after a long work vacation.
Yeah. On that note, we are gonna sign off and have a great rest of the week.
Bye, love
Chicas you. Chicas in the Moment.
Chicas in the Moment.